You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will become infected and how many of those will develop severe or more complicated disease.
Flashing down the quality control. Somebody threw a spanner, they threw her in the hole. There's rumors in the loading bay and anger in the town. Somebody blew the whistle and the walls came down.
You know, we're facing a potential worldwide pandemic of epic proportions. And you know what the Boston City Council is focused on today?
What?
Whether or not parking fines ought to be based on what your income is.
I can't believe how many people I know have told me that they are in favor of this.
You're kidding me.
They are pro income adjustment for parking tickets. I'm like, are you for real?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
are you being
100%,
serious?
100%.
That's the big, they have their meeting today at noon. And Councilwoman Mejia?
Yes,
is that her name?
Mejia.
She's making her big pitch today that if you're somebody who makes a certain amount of money, you ought to pay more for your parking ticket in Boston than somebody who doesn't make that much money.
You should pitch that idea right into the trash.
Well, I mean, it appears that there are some who probably will believe that this is what we call fair and equitable.
No, it's not fair.
No.
No,
You don't think it's fair and equitable?
No. If you park where you're not supposed to park for a time extended over when you're supposed to do it or not pay them, whatever violation it is, how are parking fines going to be a deterrent if we're just scaling it down and making the fee minimal? People will just say, well, you know what? No big deal. I'm not going to pay a lot because I make X amount of dollars a year, so I'll just park here on Newbury Street all day for $5.
But how does she propose? I can't wait till this meeting happens today, because I'd like to know how in the world a meter person, parking enforcement individual, whatever the name of them is, mm-hmm. you can't call them a meter maid, I'm sure, anymore.
No.
How are they supposed to figure out when they're writing you a ticket what your income is? Is it based on whether you're driving a Range Rover
right.
or a Chevy Tahoe?
How do you know who's driving the vehicle? You can't prove who. It's like the red light camera thing. That, you know, running a red light would be an operator violation. You can't prove who's driving the car. It's the same thing with the parking ticket. So what are you going to get your buddy to come in and be like, oh, I make 10 grand a year. It's cool. We're going to get Scott from Weymouth to come in and argue all of our parking tickets down to 6 cents.
40 seconds. In closing. All right. First things first. Greg, don't cut me off. All right. I just want to tell you why we had to fine you three times what Fitzy got. What's going to happen is you're just going to find out you got a ticket. And then they're going to take it back. They'll run your 1040, and then you'll find out 3 weeks later in the mail, like, Greg, yours was 9738. Danielle's, yours was 2609. Seriously, like, that's what they're... It seems like that's the only way they can do it.
Are we living in America, or, I mean...
Well, did you listen to the debate last night? This is just logical. This is where we're heading. Look at the Democrats. People apologize for gaining wealth. Michael Bloomberg started a company from nothing, made $60 billion, and he's up there like, I know, I made a lot of money.
I'm sorry.
I'm an awful person. I was successful.
Forgive me for building thousands of jobs because I'm an entrepreneur, you know, please.
As I make sure that you are not incarcerated for smoking the green, we will go to the billionaires and take their green so you can enjoy your green.
This is just class warfare. That's all it is.
In Finland, they do this, and they do check your federal taxpayer database to determine your wealth.
Are you serious?
Yep. That's what this is all based off.
What about Copenhagen?
I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. You're basically punishing somebody based on how much money they make.
Right.
Like, when has that ever been a thing in this country?
In the last three or four years.
In the couple hundred year history of it.
It's crazy.
They're going to spend hours on it today while the coronavirus is running rampant through our streets.
And Tom Brady could leave.
Right.
Wouldn't you admit that when this is a drop in the bucket to certain people, they disregard it and don't take it seriously, these fines?
Isn't that true?
Maybe the same thing is going to happen if we start scaling the fines down for lower-income individuals.
Who said that's happening?
It will. There's no deterrent.
Do you know what do you want to know what the real problem is? And there's no way to fix it. Actually, there's two problems. Number one, there's not enough places to park in the city. Number two, it costs more to park in a parking garage than it does to get a ticket or two.
It does.
By far.
Yep.
So people are like, you know what? I'm not going to pay $38 a day to park on Newbury Street. Right. I'm going to pay the $25 ticket or whatever it is. I think it's
40 now, but it's still cheaper.
But please, Ken, just please tell me that you're not somebody who's in favor of this.
It makes some sense.
It makes some sense.
I mean, at least explore it. You would admit rich people Curtis hasn't paid a parking ticket in about 10 years.
So why would I be incentivized if they're going to charge me more?
Exactly.
Because he buys disposable cars. he's part of the city's new buy and leave program.
Mm.
What about... Here's a text that says, I understand the spirit behind this parking ticket pricing thing because it can be detrimental to somebody who has low income.
You understand that there's a rule in place for a reason,
ticket has been, the fine has been one thing forever. Like, it's one fine for the same fine for everybody. That's the way it works.
Right.
If a rich person parks somewhere that they're not supposed to park for too long, they get a ticket, they pay the fine. If somebody who is less than rich does it, they do that. I mean, but they're going to spend an hour today or 2 hours today at noon, and they'll probably say, let's do it. They'll probably vote for it at the city council. And this woman, by the way, has refused all offers to come on the show. Is that correct?
Yes. I don't know. She's busy getting this bill passed.
She won't come on the program.
Right.
And countless opportunities offered.
Yes.
Correct?
Oh, my God. I said she could host instead of Fitzy.
Will you try again?
Yes.
See if she'll come on before the end of the show this morning. Try again.
I mean, studies have shown wealthy people drive more recklessly than non-wealthy. Studies have shown that.
What does that have to do with the parking tickets, Ken?
Were you bothered by the fact that they determined that self-driving Tesla accident in which the guy was killed happened because he was watching a movie while he was in the self-driving vehicle? Are you not worried about that? That was the big news last night.
That's a huge problem because it's not a self-driving system. It's automated. It's an autopilot. You still have to be engaged. It's not a perfect. You can't rely on your Tesla to get you from Framingham to Chelsea without possibly killing somebody. Like, you shouldn't be I don't care if your car is self-driving. You shouldn't be watching a movie unless you're a passenger.
Looks like it's going to be smooth flying from Boston to Los Angeles today. I hope you guys, I'm going to be watching season one of Hunters as I engage autopilot from Philly all the way to Vegas. Enjoy, everybody.
There's a big controversy over Hunters.
Yeah.
Which we don't have time right now, but we'll talk about that coming up in a few moments on this morning's show. But some are infuriated by the Amazon show Hunters, which I don't understand. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
Danielle's exactly right. And anyone who's ever watched Parking Wars, the people have a nasty, obnoxious, abusive, and almost disconnected attitude, like it's not their fault, almost like an arrogant politician. And if they figure they can afford to pay the fine, it's just going to make it worse. And just to make a quick point, Greg, that Tesla car, the cameras thought the 18-wheeler, the truck, was white. So the cameras thought it was clouds and put them right under the truck and killed them.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, it couldn't differentiate between the horizon and the truck.
And meanwhile, the guy is sitting there watching a movie. Paul, I can't get whether you're not in favor of this, are you? That parking ticket fine should be based on your income?
Absolutely not, because like Danielle said, people will be able to afford it and just really get worse. And last night, we approved facial recognition, Greg, because I'm sick of people in a blackout saying, I don't remember.
Dump that D-bag.
Oh, you had to dump out?
Can't say the full.
You can't say the full.
You have to say D-bag. No,
correct.
That's right.
Okay.
Can't say Diamondbacks. Don't say D-backs.
Terps.
Here's a text that says, name the studies, Ken.
I have one right here.
With the studies in which the affluent people drive worse than the median income level people.
Of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America. Higher social class predicts increased unethical behavior.
The author is Bernie Sanders.
Upper class individuals more likely to break the law while driving relative to lower class individuals.
Yes. Bernie wrote it from his $600,000 summer camp in Vermont. His third residence.
Okay, so just mock it. I come up with a study and you mock it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you learned that?
Welcome to my world.
Since I teased it, I'll just mention briefly. Have you seen any of the early writings of Bernie Sanders?
No.
People are now exploring what he was writing in the 60s.
Are we going to cancel him?
He was under the impression that women who had too many orgasms would be getting cancer.
Oh, that's not a thing?
Yeah, yeah. And luckily, that's not a thing. If you're a woman and you're listening, you don't have to be worried about that.
I have been warning everyone that life behind the green door is very, very dangerous.
Also was in favor of, toddlers running around in the buff.
Yes. So Bernie had said things like, women get cancer from having too few orgasms.
Too few orgasms.
Which is interesting. And toddlers should run around naked and touch each other's genitalia to insulate themselves from porn. Swear to God.
To insulate themselves from porn?
Yep, has
what?
Also allegedly written about women's rape fantasies.
Yeah. Check the Snopes out on that one.
There's some erotica.
The leading candidate for the Democratic primary to be president of the United States.
What an absolute tire fire.
And what website is that?
You can see it all over the place, Ken.
Yeah, I'm sure it's spread across many right-wing sites.
It's not.
I don't know. Let's check it out.
All right.
The comments were from, hold on, Bloomberg's advisor Tim O'Brien to Allison Camerota at CNN.
Oh, we have the audio of it.
Do we? Do we have the audio?
I was in the rundown. I can make sure.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that. We can get to that later. Let's see. This is Megan from Cape Cod. What's up, Megan?
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Never better. I just had, when you commented that it's like we've been punishing people for, you know, achieving some kind of wealth status, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we've been punishing poor people for having no wealth for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in the form, you know, overdraft fees. You don't get paid in full discounts if you can't pay your insurance in full. Like, you're paying for the same thing. You're getting the same product. You just can't pay for it all at once. You know, interest rates are jacked up for people who are poor, all sorts of expenses for when you're poor. So we've been punishing poor people for a long time, and I don't understand why a blue-collar worker really cares about the wealth of somebody. Like, he's worth $60 billion. You can't even fathom that kind of money.
So your belief, then, is that because we have been, quote, punishing, unquote, those who are poor, that we should punish those who are rich with an increased parking fine?
I'm not a hard no or a hard yes on the parking fine thing.
You're like it's Nick just on Tom Brady, 50-50.
Welcome to the fence. Welcome to the fence.
But
it's the whole issue. It's not punishing, really, either side. It's about the people who can afford the tax attorneys and the fact that these loopholes exist to maintain this kind of wealth.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist for people in a poorer income bracket who really could use that kind of break.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. Well, the city council here in Boston will determine whether or not your parking fine will be based on what your income is during their meeting today at noon.
Yes.
See what happens with that. Later on the show, Ask an Attorney. Larry the Lawyer will be here at about 8:15 answering all of your legal questions for free.
Bernie Sanders admitted to writing those things, telling CNN back a couple years ago in 2015 that it was a dumb attempt at dark side satire in an alternative publication.
Oh, satire. It was an essay. Okay. It was a satirical essay.
Satire, okay. That's okay. All right.
So what happened, Ken?
All right, satire. Okay, fine. I'll give him a pass on that.
He was joking.
He's hilarious.
It was satire.
Fair enough.
Doesn't work for me.
Hilarious.
Sometimes it's hard to understand satire. Just ask anybody who hears Nick on this program.
All right.
I take great offense to that joke.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
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 Okay. Very really. Good.
All right. We got to get to what is trending.
Drive home with OMF. Weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the Nines this Thursday for a special night of Bruins hockey trivia and 50 cent bone-in wings. You can also enter for a chance to win Bruins tickets. The 99, always the real deal. And for those who are just joining us and missed that electric Fitzy lead at 6.
I am Tom Brady stays 50. Tom Brady goes 50.
Whoa, the flames from that hot take.
Oh.
Well, he was 70-30 that he stays, so there is a change. But I guess, I mean, that was your lead as well, Ken. I mean, I guess based on comments from day one, combine-wise, there are a lot of people who feel like Tom Brady is gone, correct?
A lot of people that seem to be interested. Now, one that I find pretty intriguing is the Dolphins. Tom Curran brought this up yesterday. Here's Brian Flores, former Pats DC, now the head coach there.
I agree with, you know, Steve as far as, you know, why would he want to come to Miami? I do. I'll leave it at that. I do agree with Steve.
So he's referencing his owner, who said the same thing. And Curran says, it's very interesting. Everybody in Miami has the same catchphrase. Why would Brady want to come here? Almost setting it up that when he comes, they're going to prove people wrong. Curran also says they're the only team that plays the Patriots twice. So if he's on a revenge tour, what better place to go than Miami, who has all this cap space, and they play New England twice this year. So maybe the Dolphins are in the mix. I don't know.
And just to clarify your lead, you are buying the insiders who say that Tom indeed wants to prove some wrong again.
Prove doubters wrong. That's what Zoe said, yes, on Brand X. And so if that's the case, that only happens if he leaves, right? If he stays, is he proving any doubters wrong?
No, he's not, I don't think. Unless the doubters are doubting on the age thing as opposed to doubting on him and his performance.
But it's just Kellerman. I mean, there's really nobody else. I mean, who really is doubting Brady's ability?
Yeah.
Are you listening to Pats fans? I mean, turn on sports radio in Boston these days. There are a lot of people that call in saying, I'm done with Brady.
Yeah.
He's no longer the great quarterback. He shouldn't be getting paid $30 million a year. A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah. Mike Mayock?
22 days.
21 days.
Today. 21 days.
21 days.
Is it theoretically possible for me to give up Tom Brady staying or going talk for Lent?
Nope.
Or is that
not even a little bit.
Okay.
Nope.
I couldn't do that.
Nobody know.
All right.
I mean, I've got 8 executives here to play. We'll play some later in the show. Celtics beat Portland 118-106. Pretty good duo night for Tatum and Brown, 36 and 24 respectively. 8 threes for Jason Tatum. How about Tatum's run here now? 10 30-point game. He's gone 35-plus in 3 of the last 4. He is clearly rising.
He's unbelievable.
Oh, he's not a top-10 player, though. Not a top-10 player in the NBA right now. No way.
Ordway had him 12th last night. He went through all top 12.
Load him up.
Nope. What did LeBron... LeBron essentially said he's a real problem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I think there's a big campaign underway to make that his nickname, the problem.
The problem?
Because didn't LeBron name Paul Pierce when it came to the truth?
Shaquille O'Neal when he
Shaq
was in Los
did,
Angeles.
Right?
So
Shaq
LA
did.
Superstars name our Boston superstars.
Yeah.
Not a great debut for Nick Ritchie. You were there to see it. 5-2 loss to the Flames last night.
No. Not. They were overall that team last night was they were off. I don't know if it was I don't know if they're tired or what the deal is, but that was not a good effort by the Bruins last night.
I mean, they've been very good at home. They've earned a dud, I suppose. Next up, the Dallas Stars Thursday. John Buchergrass joins Dale and Keith today, 10:45. Luis Severino, Tommy John surgery for the Yankees. No baseball discipline for the Red Sox this week. They've delayed that until next week or beyond. It's the Greg Hill Show.
We'll be right back.
a little bit. We'll get to the news with Danielle, and then Larry the lawyer will be here for Ask an Attorney at about 8:20 this morning, and he will answer every single one of your legal questions for free. This is Mike from Florida, where Tom Brady will soon be the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, according to the previous discussion, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What's up, Mike?
God. That's painful. That's painful. Anyways, I wanted to respond or at least kind of chime in on what the lady had said earlier about punishment for, you know, poor people.
Yes. So we were discussing the fact that the Boston City Council today will determine whether parking ticket fines ought to be based on what your income is. So if you made more, you would pay more for a parking ticket in Boston than others.
So what the lady was saying, there are aspects of it where I can understand what she's trying to say. However, I disagree with the mindset that it is punishment for poor people. I think what we really need to focus on, the fact that there is incentive for doing things a certain way when it comes to anything we do in society. And to me, there's a huge parallel between, you know, this and fake Take Laird's buddy, Bernie Sanders. So right now we're talking about, you know, all these things when it comes to socialistic tendencies and government changes that people are into right now.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It takes away the incentive of doing things from a financially responsible and professionally responsible perspective, and it puts more incentive to not doing that.
Uh-huh.
And that's my issue with it. And it's the same parallel you can draw with these ticket based on income. I think it does the same exact thing. It takes away the incentive of being financially responsible, and that's the problem we have. And it goes the same for immigration. Right now, the problem with our immigration system is there's more of an incentive to do things the wrong way for somebody wanting to come to this country than there is for somebody that wants to come here legally.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of immigrants. It's a lot easier to come here illegally and make money than it is to come here legally. It's a fact.
My concern with the parking ticket thing is you could start. I hate when people use the slippery slope term, but
you love
you
it.
Could start. You know, if you go down this path, mm-hmm. then you can look at Easy Pass and tolling.
Yeah.
And
you'll pay less tolls if you make less money.
Right.
Right.
And it's going to be impossible to determine who's making what in order to charge them appropriately for what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I mean, what about food? Like, I mean, food is a valuable resource. Shouldn't food prices be less for somebody who is making less than the person who is making more?
Sure. Food futures are down 600 this morning.
But they are, Greg, if you look at the where people go. Like, certain people on a budget will go to, like, an Aldi. And then people who don't mind giving up their whole check go to Amazon Foods.
I mentioned food stamps, and that guy who's seriously overweight went crazy.
The thing is, there's no logic to this, though, Greg, because if you think about the forgiving of college debt, it totally ignores the people that made decisions and were able to successfully pay off their own debt.
Right. Do I get that money back?
Right. So everybody who ever paid for college should get all the money that the people who didn't pay for college got.
And as long as we're talking about food, can we stop combining the condiments? There's a new one every day. There's a new one today, which is the mayo racha.
Mayo racha. Mayo,
like,
sriracha. Just take the two and put them together. Heinz, you don't need to come up with a bottle that says the
what's wrong
mayo
with mayo racha?
No, it's French. Fine. You can just make it. You can just do it yourself. We don't need a formal
sriracha
cue. We don't need a new combo condiment every 5 seconds in this country.
Because you know the people that are buying mayo racha will have the bottle of mayo racha, and they've also got a jar of mayo and a bottle of sriracha in the cabinet.
And also, as long as we're talking about it, the sliced mayonnaise, gross.
The only thing I think
I think that's Japan, where they released
Yes.
Mayo slices.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
I feel 64 like
slices of mayonnaise. 63 slices of mayonnaise. 62.
It eliminates the mess factor. You know, I mean, we discussed a lot on the old show, you know, the North Shore beef concept. And right. one of the things in the Facebook group and now on the Instagram page is when people leave their reviews of various North Shore beefs, it's about where the mayo is and is it placed correctly. I think the mayo, you could have cheese on the bottom, mayo on the top, slice form. Could be interesting.
Now, what about people with regard to the parking ticket thing who say the solution is just not to get a parking ticket? Then you won't have to right. worry about it.
Correct. It's you know, for the most part, and I know that there are many areas within the city of Boston and elsewhere where the signage can be either overlapping or ambiguous, where you're like, is it a street clean? I don't know. But for the most part, walk three car spaces up and look at the sign. If there's a time limit,
okay,
if you have to pay a meter.
People get distracted or having a meeting or something.
Yeah. Set a timer on your phone.
Okay.
That's on you. Then you have to pay the ticket or park in a garage and pay more. Like, what are you going to do?
Yes, but you still don't believe that the fine should be based on what your income is.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're going to park somewhere and you violate what the regulation is, whether you like it or agree with it or not, that it's a two-hour limit on Newbury Street or whatever it is,
yeah,
you got to pay the fine.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
So because you're successful, they're gonna punish you. Is basically what they're saying.
Yes.
And also, these people that are lower income, Greg, are they, when they go to base the ticket, are they gonna look and see that if they get housing and food stamps and account all that into their income?
No, they're probably not. I don't know
and
how.
And Greg, also, who are they going to decide gets to look at everybody's information?
Right.
I don't know how they're going to do that part of it.
That's like, crazy.
How did you say this comes from where? Stockholm or
Finland,
something?
Yeah.
From Finland.
Yeah.
Where they want to impose the 4-day work week. That Finland?
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
So how do they do it over there? They look at your, like, your tax returns
or something? Your federal returns, yep.
Okay. They look
federal at your taxpayer database.
Okay.
Here's what they'll do, because it's Massachusetts. They will institute some sort of appeals process for the ticket, for which you have to wait 6 months, and then we're going to have to hire more court employees to handle the influx of people appealing the tickets based on income.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, Larry the lawyer in the studio for Ask an Attorney, but the news is next.
It's time for
good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, formerly the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
Well, if you're falling asleep right after dinner or maybe mid-dinner or you're crabby, irritable, all of those things, it might be the low T. So there's a new Northeast Men's Health location in Dedham next to Legacy Place. Go to northeastmenshealth.com or call 617-793-5000.
Well, the Democratic debate last night was very, very, very interesting. A lot of screaming, a lot of hand-waving. Some people saying Bernie Sanders came out on top. Curtis claiming that Donald Trump claimed victory at the race at the debate last night. A lot of back and forth on various issues. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg said that Bernie Sanders will lose to President Trump in November, and there's a very specific reason why.
I think that Donald Trump thinks it would be better if he's president. I do not think so. Vladimir Putin thinks that Donald Trump should be president of the United States, and that's why Russia is helping you get elected, so you'll lose to him.
Russia. I didn't know Wiggy was there last night. Former Vice President Joe Biden got very upset when he was cut off at one point and was not allowed to finish.
Bernie, in fact, hasn't passed much of anything. The fact of the matter is, look, the fact is, here's the deal. I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
Wow. Okay.
They woke Joe up.
Mm-hmm.
That was you were not happy with the moderators last night, Curtis.
They had no control whatsoever over that debate stage. And the candidates looked so infantilized, raising their hand in order to speak. It was embarrassing. The whole system was bad.
They should institute the shock collars. And when your time is up, they give you like a little jolt of
Houston Astros.
Use
the Astros buzzers. You get a little zap. Joe's going to be like, oh, my pacemaker.
Every time Liz Warren spoke, I just started crying.
I really enjoyed when Amy Klobuchar broke the fourth wall and looked directly at the camera to address the coronavirus issue. And she said, I'm not even going to give out my website. I'm going to give out the CDC's website because this is serious.
Well, maybe I'll vote for her. I mean, there's at least there's one candidate who's taking it seriously.
They are taking it seriously. Yeah. Yeah. Now, do they have the coronavirus in space or in any other planets? Because Virgin Galactic is back to selling tickets on their space flights.
Oh, they are.
They recorded a huge loss. I think the last quarter they had $3.78 million in revenue and like a loss of $204 million. So they're operating in the red.
How much is the ticket to space? Is it based on what your income is?
They are taking $1,000 refundable deposits for the $250,000 flight.
Oh.
Now the Space Force.
Is it extra for your bags?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And for extra room on the seats and, you know, pre-boarding, like just like JetBlue.
We'll protect you. Don't worry.
Among the individuals who have already purchased tickets, Justin Bieber and Leo DiCaprio. So if you'd like to go to space with them, that's
great. Does Bieber have to come back or?
Yes. Okay. He actually has to bring his hyperbaric chamber with him. So that's a little, he has to pay extra for that.
Would you want to get on that? Would you be nervous about the first Virgin
I'm
flight?
Good.
I
don't even like.
You don't have any curiosity about it at all?
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how they do. I don't even do the iOS update on the first round because I want to see everybody else, how they react to the bugs and the fixes and what happens with it. So,
did you really just ask if people would be nervous about the first people on an intergalactic flight?
Well, I mean, we've gone to space countless times. Uh-huh.
And every one of those has worked perfectly.
Well, no, I mean,
professionals.
There were some that did not work.
Mm-hmm. No,
but I mean, I don't know. I don't like long trips. I mean, I get, you know, flying to Florida is enough for me. So mm-hmm. I don't even like flying across the country. So I think, how long does it take on the,
Is it a 12-hour
flight?
You could probably binge watch Breaking Bad over again a couple times and watch the new season of Ozark that comes out in a few weeks.
Oh. Are they adding all the things that they have on Virgin Air into the Virgin Space?
Like, sure.
Do they have the seat-to-seat text communication and all that stuff?
Do they have blue Terra chips?
Yes. They also have the
purple lights.
Purple lighting. Yeah. Very calming purple lighting. Yes. Well, regardless, it's got to be better in space than it is in Florida. We actually have two Florida Not Like the Rest of Us stories this morning.
And now...
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not Like the Rest of Us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
First story, we head to New Smyrna Beach. John King was in the hospital over the weekend and was upset that the nurse call button failed to provide him with a nurse who would get his clothes for him so he could get dressed and leave. So his solution was to set a small plastic bag on fire to get someone's attention. One of the aides came in, immediately extinguished the fire and left the room. Moments later, he pulled the privacy curtain across the room and relit the fire on the bed.
Probably got the attention he wanted.
He did get the attention he wanted. Unfortunately, now he's going to be having to pay the $4,000 to replace the bed and also has been arrested on a felony charge of arson. Now, the second Florida story this morning is in Marion County. A woman intentionally clogged the toilets at the local Family Dollar store to distract the staff so she could shoplift more than $400 worth of merchandise. Well, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Poop fest.
Uh-huh.
She had reportedly loaded up a few laundry bins full of various items from the store and went to exit the emergency door. When she realized employees were coming after her, she dumped all the stuff in the trash. They do think she had an accomplice. They haven't caught the woman yet, but police in Marion County have released surveillance images of the woman, hoping to track her down.
Well,
I can't believe no one has narked her out on Facebook yet.
So the accomplice was probably the toilet clogger, right? Is that what happened?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
The clogger.
The clogger.
The college admissions scandal has claimed the heir to the Hot Pockets empire.
Really?
Hot Pockets.
Huh.
Michelle Genovs, I think is her last name, how you say that. She's 48 years old. She was given, she was ordered 5 months in prison, ordered to serve 5 months in prison, also ordered to pay $250,000 in fines. also 2 years of supervised release and has to complete 200 hours of community service in order to pay back the $3,000 in bribes that she gave to help her two daughters cheat on college entrance exams to try to get into University of Southern California.
So was it her father who invented the hot pockets?
I believe so, yes.
Her
family founded Chef America, which is the parent company that developed hot pockets.
Holy cow, $4 billion.
Is that the net worth?
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
For salt-laced microwavable calzones that hung over people and college students eat, and you have $4 billion. Is there a greater American success story?
No.
You don't want to raise that guy's parking fee. Come on.
No, nope, no, we don't. Obscure Jim Gaffigan reference, diarrhea pockets. Jussie Smollett has spoken out for the first time since pleading not guilty to renewed charges brought against him. TMZ caught up with him yesterday, and here's what the former Empire star had to say.
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating, but, you know, you just got to fight or die at this point, right?
Yeah. Fight or die?
Yeah.
Has it taken a toll on you, though? I mean, it's an obvious question, but I want to hear from you.
It's a pretty obvious question.
Like, what kind of toll has it taken on you, can I ask? You claim to be innocent still, right? You still maintain your innocence, right?
I claim to be innocent. I am innocent.
You are innocent, of course. Which is a better defense? You didn't do it, or the double jeopardy right now?
The truth is the best defense.
The truth is the best defense?
Which they know nothing about.
All right. Good luck.
It's taken a toll on him? What, like he's fighting a disease?
Yes.
Give me a break.
Yes.
That guy should be locked away.
He should.
There are people who are absolutely the victims of hate crimes.
Yes.
And to make it up, to try to get yourself more money on a television show when you're already paid whatever he was being paid per episode, which was thousands of dollars, is
disgusting.
It's gross.
Bad job by Ken. He cut out the end of that cut where Jussie Smollett endorsed Elizabeth Warren for president.
There's a disturbing how creepy is it story this morning for you.
Creepy.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents.
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
Back up, you creep. By the way, as it often does, this morning doubles as another Florida Not Like the Rest of Us story. A guy in Clearwater took his 2003 Jeep Liberty to the local auto repair shop for some work recently. They didn't get his vehicle back for 3 weeks. When he took it back, he found sand inside, a pair of women's underwear in the back, and also 1,000 miles had been racked up on the odometer and some parking tickets had been issued. So he complained to one of the kind of like Help Me Hank segments they have down there at WFLA, and one of their reporters went down to the repair shop to confront the owner, Jeff Arthur, and he was a little salty about it.
So it sounds like somebody was joyriding in his vehicle.
Okay, well, it wasn't me. That's what civil court's for, let him bring the ticket up here. It's a $40 ticket.
Yeah, $40.
Your time's only worth $40?
$40 ticket, then he has another dollar over the Skyway. He says he has 1,000 miles on his vehicle while it was supposed to be here fixed. Now it's not fixed. And there was women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, I don't like your attitude, so all that. Weirdo.
I don't like your attitude, weirdo.
How often do you think that happens when you leave your car at the shop and somebody goes joyriding in it?
Enough. I mean, it depends on the car, probably, but enough.
Yeah, if it's a nicer car, they probably take it for a little spin.
Not all the time, but I mean, our vice president of audio services, Stanley Says Grimer, used to be a valet, and I wouldn't be surprised if he took a few whips around the block a few extra times.
The obscure reference on that is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when the valet takes it.
Correct. There's also a Seinfeld obscure reference when Tony the mechanic feels that Jerry has not been taking proper care of his Saab and takes that and refuses to give it back to him. That high school coach from Sanford, Florida, who's been in the news because he was fired for swearing while giving an impassioned speech to the students on the bus after a big team win.
Yes, yes.
Good news, he's been reinstated. The principal gave him his job back.
Finally, common sense wins for once.
About 17,000 people signed a petition to get the coach reinstated. His name's Ken Brown. And if you missed the audio of his speech, we have it here for you.
We got this right here. No one else has it. It's ours.
Yeah! Hard on.
You played the game. You played it right. You never panicked. You got type 1 diabetes. Yeah!
What do diabetes have to do with
well,
that?
Well, last June, the team won the state championship for the first time in three decades. So he at the end references how the team's starting pitcher was able to pull out the win with type 1 effing diabetes. Yeah. So he dropped a ton of F-bombs.
Of course, the video got circulated.
What do you think they say?
Well, do we think that high school kids aren't swearing?
Seriously, come on.
So he got his job back?
He got his job back.
That's good.
Yep.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I just had a quick question for Ken.
Yes.
The only thing I want to know is how big is the carbon footprint that all the celebrities from Hollywood are going to be making when they take their laughs and chuckles flight to space?
Great question, Mike.
And I had to call you. I had to break the law to call you because I had to use my phone. I had to push the number for my phone.
With your hand?
You didn't call a radio station.
Oh, you didn't use your hands, did you? Oh, Mike.
I did.
Oh, Mike, you're a lawbreaker.
Well worth it. Sound the alarm on climate change, Mike.
I mean, Richard Branson is a big climate change guy. Is he not concerned about the carbon footprint going to space?
I have some information for you on this, if you'd like. The FAA, according to NASAWatch.com, estimates that Virgin Galactic's fully reusable Spaceship Two passenger spacecraft will take you to space and back, leaving a carbon footprint of just 0.28 tons, which is less than the carbon output of a seat flying from Los Angeles to New York on a commercial jet.
Whoa.
What do you mean fully reusable? They actually have that in the title?
They do, yes.
Don't land in the ocean.
It's a reusable spaceship.
Richard Branson.
It's reusable BS that they spread.
I know.
And Richard Branson, according to Sky News Australia, has the largest carbon footprint on the planet.
Does he really?
It's right
personally,
in front of him.
Personally, yes.
Like flying to his island.
Yeah, number two is Al Gore. Number three is George Clooney.
The reason why that first trip is probably going to be safe is because I think Branson is going on it.
Yeah. So they're not going to. Well, that doesn't really make me feel that safe because he's the kind of guy that would just be like, well, if I die, I die. At least we did it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. The guy's a daredevil, right? Doesn't he do all kinds of like crazy stuff?
No, he's not a daredevil. What do you mean he's a daredevil?
Doesn't he do like all kinds of risky like...
I mean, he poured water on Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. This guy takes chances. He's a daredevil, Greg. How many miles high does this go? I mean, does it exit the gravitational field of the Earth and actually go like up in the satellite sphere?
No, it goes to 20, space. 40, what do you
space is like, 20 miles? Once you go above 13 or 15 miles, you exit the stratosphere. That's technically space.
What are you, a rocket scientist?
Yeah, no, but I play one on television.
The way in which they're able to keep their flights green is that they use a hybrid rocket motor. They use biofuels when permissible, and instead of firing the rocket from the ground, they fire it from it's a high-altitude air launch, which negates the need to use carbon-intensive solid chemical-fueled rocket boosters. So the results, according to TheGuardian.com, a very low-energy and low-environmental impact approach to getting humans into space.
If they're using biofuels, obscure reference, they obviously must have put a Mr. Fusion like Doc Brown did on the DeLorean when he came back to get Marty and his kids because they were a-holes in the future and Back to the Future.
Do you get a meal on the thing? What are
you
they?
You can buy like a snack box like on JetBlue.
Afternoon ice cream.
Neapolitan. Delicious. So good.
This is John. Hello, John.
Hello, Mr. Greg. Unlike you, I'm a boomer.
Yes.
And I was an early follower of Bernie.
Yes.
So I want to apologize to a small handful of women between maybe 73 and 78. It wasn't that I didn't know what I was doing. I only cared about one of us getting off. I was following Bernie's credo, okay? So
boomer.
I apologize, ladies. I really do.
It's all right. They forgive you, John. It's okay. All right. Is that it? Anything else, Danielle?
That's all.
All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. But first, is Ken correct? Is Tom Brady's mission to prove Bill Belichick wrong in another city? We will get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.